Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. Special edition here as we are going to discuss the Titans using the 22nd overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft to select cornerback Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech. I am Davey Hudson alongside Denard Walker. And Denard, this is a pick I'm very interested to hear your breakdown as one, you played defensive back, primarily the cornerback position in the NFL. So what can you tell me about this pick for the Titans?
I tell you what, if your defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, right now, you're basically sleeping really good tonight because you probably got, at least in my opinion, and I don't think one is better than the other. I just think it's what fits your system. I think you got a corner in there that fits what you're trying to do right now, what you want to do in the back end, and they got it right. This guy right here, Caleb Farley, is a beast. When I watch him play, when I break him down, the more I watch him, just the more I'm impressed. Davey, we got a shutdown corner, 6'2", rangy, close to 200 pounds, and he's very versatile. What I mean by versatile as a cornerback or a defensive back is I don't want a player that, you know, you just see him doing one thing, like probably playing man to man. I want to see a player that can play man, that he can play zone, he can play a cover two. And then sometimes he's so good, he actually can come in and play slot. He's that good. He's really good at blitzing off the edge. He's a great tackler in space. And I do believe he is a day one starter when he comes into training camp this year.
No, I'm right there with you. I definitely view him as a starter if he is healthy. And that is obviously the big concern. The biggest thing whenever you're looking at Caleb Farley as to why some people maybe have their reservations is because of some lingering injury issues, primarily back surgeries, that has been an issue for him in the past. And it could be a reason that he's not exactly out there come the opening week of the season. That is definitely going to be something to monitor. But D, when I look at this, this was a guy that if he does not have these injury concerns, he is likely the number one defensive player off the board in this draft. And it's not very often the number one player on the defense side of the ball falls all the way to the 22nd pick. And for Titans fans that are just like, man, I don't know. One, I guess at this point, we just have to say we trust that the Titans medical staff felt good about him. And two, this was a very similar situation with what happened with Jeffrey Simmons. Whenever you look at him coming out of college, he had the knee issue where he tore his ACL. Obviously had a few other off-the-field issues, but it's turned out to be a really good asset for the Titans, and I can see Caleb Farley being the same for the Titans. So, D, we've drafted a corner, and I'm impressed with this decision. I didn't think Caleb would exactly fall all the way to us, but we have him. And so, what is it now that Caleb needs to do in order to be ready day one whenever he gets to camp?
Well, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, make sure when you come into camp, you're coming in to compete, not just for a job, but a starting job. Right now, if you look at the Titans secondary, specifically if you look at the cornerback position, I don't think that there's no clear-cut starter right now. Yeah, we drafted Christian Fulton. You got Chris Jackson and Breon Borders, and you bring in Janoris Jenkins and Kevin Johnson, but you lose your top two corners from last year, Adoree Jackson. Adoree's gone, and Malcolm is gone. So right now, that position is up for grab. So his mentality this year, and the reason that they drafted Caleb so high is they're not expecting him to just to come in and to compete, just to make the team. They're looking at a player of his caliber to come in to be a day one starter. That's the difference between round one and let's say round four, five, and six. Four, five, and six sometimes is we might have some time to develop a young man. But when we go out in the first round and get somebody at 22nd, we're expecting that 22nd pick to come in and to be ready right away.
I'm with you, and I want to take a quick moment to give you a word from our sponsor, BetOnline. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Your online sportsbook experts. So D, kind of talked about it. Cornerback, definitely a position of need. J.C. Horn ended up going in the top 10, first defensive player off the board. So I wasn't able to get him, but I did say, man, if J.C. Horn or Caleb Farley are there for you at 22, go ahead and scoop him up. And that's exactly what general manager John Robinson decided to do. And I think this is a guy that, one, Mike Vrabel, I mean, you mentioned Shane Bowen, but Mike Vrabel is happy to have on this defensive unit now. And honestly, I don't think we're done at the cornerback position. And D, I know we're kind of just going into it really quickly. We'll have an entire episode where we break down Caleb Farley, what all he is going to look like whenever we plug him into the Titans system. But now that the first round, as we're recording this, there is one pick left and the Tampa Bay Bucks are on the clock at 32. What are you thinking is going to be happening for tomorrow whenever you look at how the draft has played out so far, what the Titans have done, and where they could look to go come day two?
Yeah, well, you know, tomorrow that'd be at what, that 53rd pick in the second round, and then round three they'll have that 85th and 100th pick. So I'm looking for them, and I'm anticipating them. Number one is to go rush edge. I think you have to address your needs right now. And you know, one of the reasons I think they took Caleb Farley early is because we didn't see a lot of edge rushers go first in the first round. I mean, I know Quiddy Pay went to the Colts, and Phillips, you know, of course, you know, he went in the first round. So you still have guys like Ojulari there. You still have Osiah from Texas, Basham Jr. and Weaver. So there's a lot of quality defensive ends in the second round. So if you're Tennessee tomorrow, I do think that you address that rush edge position.
Yeah, it's definitely a position of need for this team, especially whenever you're looking at the future. I know we got Bud Dupree on that contract, but Harold Landry, his contract will be coming up here soon. So whenever you're looking to build to the future, you mentioned edge rusher. I mean, obviously the three main positions we've been talking about whenever it comes to the draft for the Titans is one, cornerback. They address that tonight. Heck, if Asante Samuel Jr. is still there whenever they're on the clock at 53 tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised for them to go corner first and second round. But obviously edge rusher and the wide receiver position. So still a lot of really good wide receivers on the board. Elijah Moore is still out there. I doubt he falls all the way to 53, but maybe if the Titans are like, he's our guy, we're going to trade up and get him. They trade the 53rd overall pick and either the 85th or the 100th and slide up to get him there. We could see J-Rob try to get a little flexible and make some moves, but a lot to still be determined. You hadn't mentioned him, D, but if they're wanting to go in the edge rusher position, Ronnie Perkins, still available. He's one of the top guys still on the board. So a lot of options for the Titans. I really am interested for tomorrow, because tomorrow, whenever the draft, I guess technically today by the time this episode comes out, when you're watching it, one, we'll get the picks a lot faster, and it's just, we'll get to see more action for the Titans. So, I mean, so far, whenever you're looking around the draft, I mean, it's been some interesting storylines, and we'll remain to watch those. I mean, what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? Who knows? But so far, the Titans getting Caleb Farley with the 22nd overall pick. And D, before we go, man, do you got any closing thoughts?
Yeah, and I'm going to say this before we leave, Davey, and what can be a huge pick. You know, I'm always talking about the later rounds, the third, fourth, and fifth. That's really where you find your gems. And I just want to throw a name out there to our listeners is Paulson Adebo out of Stanford. Now, he could be there in that third round. So if you're really looking to shore up your secondary, you might really want to think about bringing him along, because I think he would make, or drafting Paulson Adebo, because he'll be a huge addition to this defense. It's not to mention, you know, he falls somewhere in that third round draft pick. David, this would be a steal. And I truly believe sometimes, just from recent experience, this is really where you find, I like to call your dime pieces, that would end up having really a Hall of Fame career. I know that most guys that I play with that have been drafted in the fourth, fifth, or sixth, this is where you usually find that special gem. So that's a name that I just really want to throw out to our listeners is Paulson Adebo out of Stanford. He set out 2020 with the COVID-19, but I tell you what, he'll be a steal at that 85th or that 100th pick in the third round.
Yeah, definitely a name to keep an eye on. And D, we'll continue to update the audience as this draft unfolds. So far, first night in the books, been really good. But D, appreciate you hopping on at such a late hour. Appreciate you all listening. We'll be back soon with more content. But until next time, you've been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by Bet Online on the Believe Podcast Network. For Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. And as always, Titan up. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network.
If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.